Shalom, Chavarim. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians. Reb Shmelka of Nicholsburg once said, "When I was young, I wanted to change the world. I tried, but the world didn't change. So I decided to change my town, but my town didn't change. Then I resolved to change my family, but my family didn't change. Then I realized I first had to change myself." Now, Reb Shmelka's quote sounds nice. He tried to change the world and everybody else, and then finally realized he had to change himself. From the point of view of human aspiration or religion, that makes some good sense. It sounds humble, self-effacing, and the focus is on remediating or improving oneself. However, that formula in itself exposes the very problem. It's popularly said that God helps those who help themselves, but no, friend, no. God helps those who cannot help themselves. That's both the essence of the gospel and the scandal of the gospel. It's the offense of the cross that we don't have within ourselves the means to attain spiritual life or to please God. We rely on an external agency, an imputed form of righteousness, someone who gives the benefit to us through his grace, and that would be the Lord himself in the person of Mashiach, who died on the cross, Mezirat HaNefesh, gave up his life for us so that we could live. The crowd cries out, "Crucify him, crucify him." And yet, by God's own sovereign irony and counsels, he made the very crucifixion itself to be the means by which atonement is secured for us. That's why Moses instructed Aaron to put the snake up on the pole, the seraphim to bit the people, so that they had a look upon the agency of death, acknowledging their need for deliverance by looking at the very thing that killed them. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. That's 1 Corinthians 1:25. The miracle of new life in Messiah is that we can't change even ourselves, and therefore we need God to give us a new heart, Lev Chadash. As King David said, Lev Tahor Bara Li Elohim, Veruach Nachon Chadesh Bekerbi, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a spirit within me to say yes, or a right spirit within me, Ruach Nachon. That's Psalm 51, verse 10. And he will answer our plea if we do that. His spirit empowers us to live a supernatural life based in the heart and presence and grace of God. So may it please the Lord God Almighty, Adonai El Shaddai, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Elohei Abraham, Velohei Yitzhak, Velohei Yaakov, to deliver us from ourselves. Amen. God's way of deliverance is entirely different than man's way. Man tries to suppress the flesh, to cover it up, to justify its failings, or to enlist its power in the battle against sin. That would be religion. But God's way is to remove the flesh altogether from the equation. The goal is not to make us stronger and stronger, or to patch us up or reform our nature, but rather weaker and weaker until the flesh is crucified and only the sufficiency of Messiah remains. Then we can truly say, I have been crucified with Messiah. It is no longer I who live, but the Messiah who lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh. I live by faith in God the Son, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's from Galatians 2:20. The word Hebrew, Ivri, means one who's crossed over, avar, to the other side, as our father Abraham did. Look at Genesis 14:13. It's on the other side of the cross that we experience the very power that created the universe, Yesh Ma'ayin, out of nothing, and that raised Yeshua, our Lord, from the dead. Friends, the answer isn't in religion or self-improvement, a new diet, a new wardrobe, a new job, enjoying worldly prestige or honor or power. None of that is going to make you ultimately happy. When we treasure God, our focus is directed toward the eternal reality. Our interest in this world then becomes minimal. We trust God to meet our daily needs and surrender our future to his care. The only worry we face concerns our own deficiencies in our obligation to the Savior. Our duty is to love God in the truth, b'chol levavcha, with all our heart, having no thought of ourselves. Indeed, self-denial means to quit thinking about yourself. The Greek word in the New Testament, arnetomai, comes from the letter aleph attached to the verb as a negative particle. It's called the alpha privative, and the middle voice of the verb reho, meaning to utter or say. So it suggests forgetting yourself or losing sight of your own interest. Quit talking about yourself because of a surpassing glory, the treasure you discover in a field that impels you to give up everything else to attain its riches. Ultimately, self-denial means accepting what God has done for you in silence, receiving His grace. As Simone Weil said, it's not my business to think about myself. My business is to think about God. It's for God to think about me. And thank God that He has thought about us and loves us and is engaged in our lives if we open our hearts and receive Him. So Lord, we cry out to You for Your healing, Your deep work of healing that You give to us through the agency of Yeshua, the healer, the Savior of the world. Blessed be He. Please do in us what we cannot do for ourselves, God. Please impart to us a new heart, a new spirit, a willing heart to walk in Your light and Your truth always. B'shem Yeshua Meshichenu, hu hadnom. Amen. Sheyeyeh lecha yom tov. Have a good day today. May God bless you and keep you and shine His face upon you, friends. Visit us at Hebrew for Christians. Shalom, shalom.